quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. So, I was scrolling on TikTok the other day, and I came across Plant-Based Princess. I think her name is Rye Marie Turner, and she posted a video that was saying, like, how her all her different jobs taught her something. Like, she wouldn't be where she was if she didn't have all these different jobs and all these different experiences. And it kind of reminded me that I kind of had that download the day before I saw the TikTok video of all the stuff that things taught me, all the stuff that these jobs taught me that I've had, and how I wouldn't have certain characteristics or certain knowledge or, you know, experience if I had on I had those jobs, and how I should make a podcast episode about it. So me seeing that video was just confirmation, like, yeah, go ahead and make the podcast. So here we are. I wrote out a list of all the jobs I've had. First of all, I forgot I even had some of these jobs, okay? Like, going through this list definitely brought up some memories, and I'm pretty sure how meaningful everything is in your life. Like, those little jobs that you didn't really care about, that you don't feel like taught you anything, that we hate it. Like, was this any of these jobs that I really hated? I don't think I hated any one of my jobs except my last job. The last job I ever had. I think that was the only one I hated. But all my other ones, they was pretty cool. You know, didn't want to go to work a couple times, of course. Like, did not like the idea of work, but didn't hate the job itself or the people there, nothing like that, except the last one. The last one was just terrible. And I'm so glad that was my only terrible experience with the job, because the last one was just like, it was like my final push out of the corporate world. Not really out of the corporate world. Yeah, out of the corporate world, like out of working for somebody for real, out of the 9 to 5, or god dang, what was the one? 7 to 4. 4 to 1. Child. Yeah, that was the last final push. Like, I'm never going back. And guess what? Never did. Still ain't go back. It's been like 2 years now. Going on 2 years, I think. So, yeah. But just everything happens for a reason. Everything, every person, everything, every experience, there's all an underlying reason, and this is just going to help me solidify that idea in my mind, but also maybe help you a little bit, you know what I'm saying, to help you see that everything happens for a reason, and also just to share all the lessons that I've learned, because I've learned some very valuable lessons, like not just when it comes to running a business or being in the business world, but real life, like real life lessons, and these just aren't things I've learned from the job, but like my time at the job, people that I've met at the job, like, If I had not had this job, I would have never been in this situation, or I would have never met this person, or would have never had this conversation type stuff. So it's like that. So my very first job, what was that? I think I was 16 or 15. I remember on my 16th birthday, child, I was out looking for jobs. And that's kind of sad. But I was out looking for a job. And it wasn't because, it was just because I wanted a job, like, I wanted my own money. I just wanted a job. I already didn't like asking people for stuff. I already had a problem with like coming to even fix my mouth to ask somebody for some help. So yeah, I wanted a job. There were things that I wanted to do. I wanted a job. So I went and got my first job at Chick-fil-A. I remember it so well. And Chick-fil-A that's a great first job, first of all. My pleasure, you know, best customer service, like, so off the rip, that's the first thing I would say Chick-fil-A taught me, was excellent customer service, how to talk to your customers, how to treat your customers, how to put a smile on your face. I remember at the interview, the man was like, you don't ever smile? And I was like, yeah, sometimes. And then he was like, well, you have to really smile a lot more, or like, just trying to get me to smile, like, but that's always been something in my whole life, really, like, smile is, yeah, I promise it's okay, stuff like that. It's just, I don't be frowning. But, you know, I just be chilling. Like, my face don't be having no enthusiasm in it when I'm not really doing much. But, anywho, yeah, Chick-fil-A definitely taught me some good customer service, because how could you not come out of working at Chick-fil-A treating people better, talking to people better, especially the whole my pleasure thing, like, my pleasure. Another thing it really taught me was efficiency. Like, just being able to really do stuff and do it well. Like, especially the location that I worked at, it was very busy. It was, like, right smack dab in the middle of a college town. Like, yeah, it was so many rush, like, it was rush hours, and it was just, sometimes it was just so busy. Like, we would get paid time and a half for the little, for, like, the 30 minutes or the hour or whatever, period amount of time, god dang, that it was fast, because it was that many people, like, line wrapped around. Like, now they have two lines at the location. Like, they done upgraded it, but when I was working there, it was only one little line and no mobile app, just coming in, ordering your food. Wow, how times changed. But, yeah, efficiency, how to do stuff and do it very well. What else? Oh, I also learned how to make some bomb lemonade. Like, that lemonade be so good, and I learned how to make it. It's really simple. I ain't gonna do them like that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't signed no contract or nothing, but I ain't gonna do them like that. It's really simple, though. But it be so good, and it's all, like, handmade, literally. All handmade, right there. Right there. Well, at least it was when I was, I don't know what's going on now, but yeah. And then, oh, the last thing I learned from Chick-fil-A, it's a real life thing, because it really did change my life. Strawberries and Oreo milkshake. Like, ask them to put Oreo pieces in your strawberry milkshake. Oh my gosh. Ooh, also honey on your fries. Oh my gosh. The honey on the fries is something else, though. I ain't gonna lie. The honey on the fries, baby. Ooh, the honey on the fries. Also, sneak tip, like, if you didn't know, if you get a chicken, what? If you get a kid's meal, you can trade your toy in for an ice cream cone or cup. But yeah, that's, oh, another thing that Chick-fil-A always taught me, look at your receipts. Because I promise I was looking at every single receipt, because they had those, like, random ones every time I brought food. They had the random ones that you could fill out a survey and get a free chicken sandwich. And even customers, they didn't want their receipt. Okay, baby, thank you. I'm going to go fill out this survey because thank you for this free chicken sandwich. Thank you for this free chicken sandwich. I ain't never had Chick-fil-A so much in my life until I started working there. I never really ate Chick-fil-A much growing up until I started working there. But, baby, yeah, free chicken sandwich. Thank you. And let me buy the fry and the drink. It'll be like $4. Thank you. That was my first job, Chick-fil-A. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. Now, my second job was the Boys and Girls Club. Was that my second job, for real? Yeah, my second job was the Boys and Girls Club. And I was the person that sat at the front desk. I would go after school. Like, I would literally take the bus from school, the school bus, from school to there, the days I had to work. And I would check the kids in that came in after me. And I would check them out, the kids out, as they left, as their parents came to pick them up. I would check them out on the computer. I would sit at the front desk. And it was a chill job. Like, I didn't really talk to much people. I remember surfing the web sometimes. I remember, like, actually being in the gym sometimes, like, doing homework. And then the thing was, my sisters had actually went to the Boys and Girls Club, so we would all be there together. So when mama came and got them, she would get me too, and we would just go home. But yeah, what I learned from there was kids are the future. Kids are really the future. Like, these young kids are being shaped and molded to, the future is in their hands. Why are you even talking to me like that right now? Like, why are you even saying that to me? So that definitely taught me that. Shout out to the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, now let's see. My next job was PDQ, which is, what was it? Pretty Darn Quick and Pretty Decent Quality or something like that. I don't know, something like that. But it's a chicken spot, basically. Like a Chick-fil-A, kind of. Basically, I would compare it to a Chick-fil-A. So, the things I learned in this is the importance of starting a new business. Because when I was hired to work at PDU. I think I was in 11th grade. I was either in 11th or 12th grade. And it was right up the street from my school. And my chorus teacher knew the manager. So I think he told us like they were hiring or whatever. So I went up there for the interview. I applied. I got called for an interview. I went up there and they were like, okay, we'll call you back. You know, nice meeting you. Da, 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 da. We'll call you back if you, you know, get the job. Because they were opening up, I feel like this was in December. This was like right before Christmas. But they were opening up. This was opened up in February. They're almost done building. Like the interview was in a trailer on the lot and stuff. I remember this now. I remember the orientation now. I remember going to the little, what was it? Was it a hotel? I remember going to the hotel for something. It was like a hotel, like a little banquet room or something like that. But anywho, yeah, they were building it, so it was a brand new store, and it was the first one in my city. So it was like we had to learn the menu. Like they gave us pamphlets. We even had a little get together, like, and not a get together, but like a training kind of in the store. I think it was like a couple of days. We actually did it before they opened up, so everybody could know what was going on and learn everything and see it in action. And you know, cook the food, and we even tried the food. And then remember they had blueberry coleslaw, and then they had apples with pineapple juice with some toffee dip. It was so good. But anyways, that taught me how to really build a business, like start something from scratch, and how you have to have everybody on one accord, and how much work it takes to start something from scratch and bring your idea into a new town. It also taught me how to market, because they would send out little coupons to like people in the neighborhood and surrounding area or whatever. But yes, it taught me to under promise and over deliver, because remember how I said we're supposed to open in February? They didn't end up opening until March. There were so many dates that I think it was March. There was just so many dates that the construction workers was kept saying, yeah, we're going to be able to finish this time. We're going to be able to finish this time. And it just kept pushing back and pushing back. So that just taught me, don't tell people too early. Like, tell them, give them a date that's probably like a week or so. It depends on the amount of time after the date you think you're going to finish it. And then finish it early. So they can be happy, because it's one thing if you tell me August 24th and you don't finish until May the 7th. You know what I'm saying? Especially when we're opening a restaurant. We got to plan a grand opening. We got to do all this. We got to get our people in. You know what I'm saying? But for you to tell me May the 7th. I mean July. Did I say May? I meant to say July. No, I didn't. I meant to say September. August 24th. You tell me August 24th, but you don't finish to September 7th. That's terrible. But if you tell me you're going to finish September 7th, but you actually finish on August 24th. Baby, that's great. Oh my gosh, you're early. You know what I'm saying? In my head, you're early. So, under promise, over deliver. Next thing it taught me was, that's how it taught me. Be honest with time and be respectful of other people's time, because the construction workers, like, y'all knew things. Well, maybe y'all didn't. I think they said it was the weather that was preventing them. But you have to give yourself some wiggle room when you know that is a factor to your work that you cannot control, and you have to be respectful of other people's time and take it into consideration when you're calculating everything. So that taught me that. It also taught me that fried turkey tastes better than fried chicken, because them turkey sandwiches, baby, let me tell you, they was delicious. And what else am I about to say? I don't even know. I don't even think they got a fried turkey sandwich no more, R.I.P. But yeah. Next job, Krispy Kreme. I think this is my favorite job of all time. Krispy Kreme taught me so much. Krispy Kreme taught me the power of a real efficient team, a real effective team, a real quality team. Like, yes, we're going to run this store. We a team. You need my help here. I got your back here. I know you got to do this. Let's do this. I want to say kind of though, because there was sometimes I was like, where is the team, bro? Because it was times where I was running the front register and the drive-thru. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we just Krispy Kreme. It's not like we got back-to-back orders all throughout the day. But yeah, there was some running back and forth being done. And then not only was I running both the cash register, the drive-thru, and the front, I could only take money at the drive-thru. So I would have to take their money, run to the drive-thru, get they change, come back, you know what I'm saying? Put they order. It was a lot. But anyways, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to multitask, and I really appreciate that job for that because you taught me a lot. Really how to multitask. And dang. Okay. Anywho. Another thing it taught me is you cannot always work with your friends. You cannot always put your friends on. You really have to use your best judgment when you put your friends on a job. Because just because that's your friend, you know, and you're trying to help them out and stuff, you got to be realistic. Like, is my friend going to actually do this job right? Is my friend going to actually be a good benefit to the team? Like, does my real outside life friend need to be my work friend? And vice versa, does my work friend need to be my outside life friend? And it ain't nothing wrong with separating the two, I don't think. But, you know, what else did it taught me? It also taught me how many donuts I can eat in 24 hours. When I tell you, I used to take home so many donuts. So many leftover donuts. I remember one time my coworker, like, I guess somebody came by or whatever. Because, okay, on the donut trail, you know, the donut trail, once they get cut, then they bake, they flip, they go to the glaze at the conveyor belt. And at the end of the conveyor belt, it's just a big old trash can that collects all the donuts. So, it would just be a trash bag full of donuts. So, I guess one day, somebody asked if they have the trash bag. So, he took it outside. I think he got in trouble for it, like, giving away a bag of free donuts, basically, when it was just going to go in the trash anyways. But, yeah, I used to take home donuts, okay? Like, literally, my sisters would put in orders for what kind of donuts they wanted me to bring home. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Krispy Kreme. What else? Next was Amazon. I worked in the Amazon warehouse. I was a grower. I stole items in the bins. I remember they would try to tell us like which area to go to, and I would just go to whichever area I wanted to go to, because baby, I'm stowing. What does it matter where I go? You know what I'm saying? I'm stowing. Let's see what else was there. Oh, money does not equal happiness, because although I was getting paid buku amounts of dollars an hour or so that I thought, it was not worth it. It was not worth my sleep. It was not worth. It just was not worth it. I would have rather not work that job. So I had to go. And it also taught me that factory work is not for me. Doing the same thing over and over again is not for me. I need a creative job. I don't want to be locked up in no dark, huge, falsely, what you call it? Created animated light anymore. Yeah, okay. But yeah, that's what I learned for me. And oh, it also taught me, that's what I learned for me, whatever. It also taught me that I'm fireable. That was the first job I ever got fired from. And although I don't think it was an accurate fire, it was just, I got fired. So, boom. I think I'm gonna do this one last one, and then I'm gonna do a part two. Because a little sleepy. But my next one was Wendy's. Wendy's was a fun job. I used to work, I think, from like 4 to 2. If I'm not mistaken. Or like 6 to 2 or something like that. Like 2 a.m. But Wendy's taught me sometimes people are in positions they shouldn't be. Because I only say this because my manager, God bless their heart, but my manager did not need to be a manager. I had a couple of different managers. A couple of them didn't deserve to be managers, but I don't know. But that's what it just taught me. Like, sometimes, even if people have that position, that don't mean too much, you know? But, everybody don't got that figured out when it comes to that. But also, what else did I learn from Wendy's? Oh, okay. Even if you don't work directly with another department or part of your crew, your actions and your things, your work still affects them. And I only say this because as a closing shift, If they didn't clean up in the morning shift, like I felt that, but at the same time, if we didn't clean up before, if we didn't clean up for their morning shift, then it would have been a problem. You know what I'm saying? It would have been crazy, but it's really the same thing. But yeah. What else? Everything you do affects your team, and you have to be considerate of your team members who aren't on the career project that you're working with. Oh, don't try to shorthand people, especially when they ask you not to shorthand them in the first place. I remember just one time I was doing a DoorDash order, I think, or something, and I had to go to this man's house.